or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday afternoon, December the 30th, 1985. Midwinter family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
I tell you, there's no sweeter couple than these two. Amen. They labor when they should be in bed. They've been laboring when they should have been sleeping. And you should be appreciate them and thank them.
Okay, the last time we were here, I addressed the subject of abuse because that had been very prominent in my life for my first 12 years. And I know now that God ministered to me when I was a child because I don't have a memory of this. Although I did have a couple of visions or just flashback or what, after I found out that this had actually happened to me, then I began to talk with my older brother, who told me a whole lot of things that had happened. You see, when a parent abuses a child, one child does not get too disturbed. When a child needs a spanking, it needs a spanking, okay? That's not what I'm talking about. The abuse was so strong that my brother, who was 2 years older than me, had decided that he would have to kill my mother to stop it. So we want to talk about cases of abuse. And there are many, many kinds of abuse. All people who abuse have been abused. And if you are the one who is doing the abusing, you are in as bad a shape as the one you abuse. You might be in worse shape. Now, what we came here to do was to get restored and reworked. Now, I've never addressed this subject in this particular vein before, but I want to read you some scriptures that the Lord helped me with when He was bringing me out, after I had discovered that I had been abused and after the death of our son. And it applies to you if you have been abused, raped, intimidated, tortured, this scripture will apply to you. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The reason we're here is to rebuild ourselves underneath the supervision of Jesus Christ. We want to be what He made in the first place. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of the good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted. Now, a lot of people who've been abused, some severely, some from being in prison, have in their mind that there is no way out, that you cannot be healed, that you cannot get over this, that your emotions cannot be healed, that you mentally cannot come out of it. But He said here that He was sent to bind up and heal the brokenhearted. And I know that the early part of my life was spent in a rather gloomy state and brokenhearted. I can vaguely remember that. To proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, the opening of the prisons and of the eyes of those that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of His favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. All of the people who have been abused or who are abusers have definitely done a lot of mourning. To grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion. To give them an ornament, a garland, a diadem of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy, burdened, and failing spirit. That they may be called the oaks of righteousness. Lofty, strong, magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God. The planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. And after we have accepted that we can be healed from our brokenheartedness, And we have let the Lord minister to us to change our ashes to things of beauty. It says, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, and they shall raise the former desolations and renew the ruined city and the devastations of many generations. If you're a person who's been abused, it doesn't matter exactly your brand of abuse, but if you are a person who has been abused, it didn't happen just in your generation. It started back up the line somewhere for every abuser and for every abused person. I forgot the amount of money that Gene told us, but compared to our quarter's worth of unforgiveness against others, he did in the millions worth for us. And for that reason, regardless of how severe and how horrible the abuse has been, we do need to forgive. We need to forgive that other person. When I was a young girl in a Baptist church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, something happened that really got my attention. I had a girlfriend whose father was an abuser. He was a drunk. He would beat the wife and cause her to have sexual relations with any drunk he brought home. And when the girl was grown, he began to look toward her. And the mother went down to the church and she got saved. She used to fight the man. She kept a crowbar. And she went down to church and she got saved. And she came home. And from then on, she was kind. The change in the woman so shocked the man that he never did beat her again. Neither did he try to force her into any type of activities that she shouldn't have to submit to. Also, he watched her for 3 months. He watched everything she did and everything she said. At the end of 3 months, he said, I need to talk to you. He said, what has happened to you? You don't curse me anymore. You don't chase me with that crowbar. You don't threaten to kill me. You don't take the knife to me. What has happened? And she told him, she says, honey, I went down to the church, and they told me about a place called heaven and a place called hell. And she said, I'm convinced that you're going there and that I was going there. And she said, if I can do anything to make your life more pleasant here, knowing that you're going to be there throughout eternity, I'll try to do what I can. Next Sunday, the shock of the whole thing was us teenagers that we'd laughed at that old man because he'd go around town drunk. He was always embarrassing his daughter. He got shaved, he got cleaned up, and he came to church, and he didn't wait till that preacher got done. He came and stood in front of that pulpit and stood there at least for 30 minutes. And when they got done, he confessed his sins openly to the church. And I lived there for a number of years more, and I never saw that man ever do anything else like that, and I never heard of him doing anything. The abuser is in torment, and the abused is in torment. I had to forgive my mother. And it really wasn't all that easy because I could look at my life and I could see the things that had happened to me and the situations that had been torn out of my life because of what she had done. Although I did not know before, about 2 years ago, about it, it did affect my life. It affected my opinion of myself. It affected me reaching my goals, but most of all, it affected my relationship with God. No matter how I tried to love God and think of Him as a loving being, I could not. I thought of God as a man or a woman or a being with a 2x4. I don't know why I thought of Him as a 2x4, and I know my husband can remember me talking about God trying to get me with a 2x4. It's difficult for you to accept the love of God when you have been betrayed by parents. You relate to God the way you related to your earthly father, and then that's a serious thing. You look at your children and you say, I'm supposed to be a picture of Christ to them. After we've raised them in the situations where we don't act much like Christ and we don't act much like God, and we expect them to live for God, that's nearly an impossible thing. I've never done anything like this before without, you know, one-to-one at home, yes. We've seen many women healed and many men healed of these types of things. Well, I don't know. Gene, maybe you should come and help me. I don't know how to do this except to start off by saying, you need to forgive. You need to really forgive that other person. Now, some people, once they have been victimized, they have a spirit within them. And we did not know about this spirit until we'd worked with a number of women who had been raped or molested in some way, and it's called the spirit of the victim. You actually advertise to be beaten, to be robbed, to be molested, to be downgraded. You have a spirit of a victim. And although you don't ask for the problems that you have, this thing within you somehow communicates to the people around you. To make it very simple, your demons tell their demons that you're a victim. And their demon, being that they're aggressive, they will come for you. And yet the people themselves may not actually be aware of why they're doing what they're doing. And we do know that forgiveness is extremely healing to the victim. If someone has victimized you, and that person is an immediate relative, and you're the victim, you need to forgive that person. And then you know what else has to be done? That person has to be helped to forgive themselves. The one who abused you and hurt you. To this day, my mother cannot forgive herself. She can't. Now, when I talk about my mother abusing you, I'm not talking about a mean, old, vicious woman. I'm talking about a young mother with six children who could not control herself when things got rough. And she had one child she took it out on. And I can understand my mother. I know why she did what she did. And I don't hate her. I love her. And I have a great deal of sense of pity or else empathy with her. So the first thing that you need to do is to forgive your parents. They set the situation up for you many times. And then you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive the abusers. And then we're going to pray this prayer right here for you. If someone near you is one of the persons who's been abused and you feel the compassion to love them and they will receive it, you can love them while they're going through this. The body of Christ is supposed to be a strong, supportive unit around the hurt people. And there are many hurt people. If you've never been a victim, you can't understand, but you certainly can love and have compassion and pray for and strengthen those people. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Okay, now you realize that could be physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse, any type of abuse, especially that where the parents would abuse a child, excessive punishment, beating a child rather than just whipping a child. And what we have found over a period of time is it's abuse is a lot more common than we thought it was. Praise God. Let's see, how shall we do this, Lord? Okay, would you bow your heads? Okay, and close your eyes and not be looking around. Would you raise your hand if you are an abused child or if you abuse your children? Okay, there's quite a few in here that have raised their hands. Okay, you can put them down. Okay, so I guess we better go ahead and minister on this topic right here before we go into the others. So. Okay, the first thing I want to do is I'm going to get Earlene to lead you through a prayer of forgiveness.
Sometimes when you're forgiving people, you may quietly need to say, Mother, I forgive you for beating me. You may need to say that in addition to the prayer. All right? All right, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you now with all of the hurts, the shame, the disappointment, and the failures, and the abuse that I have given or I have received. I ask you, Father, to look down upon me and grant to me liberty from the physical and the mental results of this. I ask you to grant me consolation and joy for the morning, a diadem of beauty for the ashes of my life, to give me strength and praise for a failing spirit, and make me strong that I might be a tree of righteousness and bring glory to the Lord. Father, I forgive my mother, my father, the rest of my relatives who have mistreated me. At this point, you may want to take just a few minutes and call them by name softly and tell them what you forgive them of. And for those who have been raped, let's just all pray with them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do with all the strength that I have and as act of my will, I forgive those who have mistreated me or abused me sexually. I ask that you would forgive them and that you would bring them to salvation. In Jesus' name.
I take them through abuse after they were abused by their parents, after they were grown, and then break all curses and spell ties.
All right, in the name of Jesus Christ.
I
break abuse from me.
That was heaped upon me.
After I was grown. Through manipulation. And physical attacks. In Jesus' name.
I
forgive them.
I
ask that you would grant them salvation. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break the curse
of the victim upon me.
I break the curse
of incest
and rape upon me.
Break the curse of abuse
and the curse of betrayal.
In Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you would be with me as I go through this deliverance. And minister to me and show me the things that I need to do. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I want all rejection, bitterness, rebellion to go in Jesus' name. Come on, loose them and set them free right now. Rejection, bitterness, rebellion that came in through being an abused child, that came in through sexual abuse or mental abuse or physical abuse or spiritual abuse, any type of abuse, excessive beating, I command you to come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I want all these abused spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We stir you up. We've taken away your legal right, and I command you to go right now. Come on out. Coming out, the spirits that came in through the abused child, I bind your power and I drive you. Come out, the whole family of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. All works, all roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons, the lesser demons, all demons named and unnamed in those common demon groups, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, come on, loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in Jesus' name, all abused spirits. Your power is broken and we drive you out totally in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come against the spirits. Come out. These spirits, as you're called out and bring your works out, the victim spirits, come out. the victim spirits, being victimized, being a habit of being victimized, welcoming victimization. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out right now. Welcoming being a victim. That's right. Asking for being a victim. Inviting being a victim. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. All unforgiveness. Come out right now. Spirits of unforgiveness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on up and out of the people right now. Every spirit of unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Loose them and set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out the spirits of betrayal. Come out right now. The spirits of betrayal, being betrayed by our parents and our grandparents and our brothers and sisters. We forgive all of them. We break all the curses. We break all the soul ties. Come out. Spirits of betrayal. Betrayal from our loved ones. Betrayal from a pastor. Come out. Any spirits that came in and sex through the pastors in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken. We drive you. Come on out right now. Fears. Fears of being destroyed. That's right. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break all these curses on us where we can't have a normal married relationship, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Those curses that cause us not to have a normal marriage relationship because of sex with our father or brother or whatever, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Come on. Fears. Fears of sex. Go right now. Fears of sex in the name of Jesus Christ. Fears and phobias, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of destruction. I call out the spirit of destruction, Apollyon and Abaddon. Come out right now. Spirits of Apollyon and Abaddon and destruction. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All destroyer spirits, destruction and destroyer, Apollyon and Abaddon, victim spirits, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of abuse, abuse of all type, mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out the spirits of having a weak will because you're an abused child. I command those spirits of having a weak will to come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of having a weak will. I command the spirits of no trust, lack of trust, weak trust, inability to trust authority figures because our parents let us down. Go right now. Inability to trust authority figures. Weak will, no will, passive will. Go right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on, up and out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. All these weak will, passive will spirits, you will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. No trust and lack of trust and weak trust, lack of faith in God, doubt and disbelief, lack of faith in God. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Fears of trust in other people. Fear of the wife trusting the husband. Fear of the children trusting the parents. That's right. Fear of trusting the pastor. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All fears of trusting, we break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come on. Any spirits, any evil spirits within the people invite attack by others and invite other people to abuse them even after they've been grown. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits that invite attack, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all the self spirits, self-pity. Come out. Spirits of self-pity and pity party and spirits, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on, all these self spirits, your power is broken. We drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want the fears to come out. Fear of God, fear of lost salvation. Go. Go right now. All fears. Come out of the people right now. The fears. I want the fears to go in Jesus' name. Go. All fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of God. Fear of authority. Lying and deceit. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now drive out the spirit of rape. Spirit of rape and being the spirit of the raper or the spirit of being raped, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free. All the rape, the spirits of being raped or the spirits of wanting to rape, spirits of sadism, come out. Spirits of sadism and cruelty, go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out the spirits of hate for men. Go right now. Hate and hate for men. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. All hate and hate for men, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. And those demons that cause us to do anything just to get our way, I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Go. We'll do anything to get our needs met. Come out. We'll do anything to get our needs met. The women will do anything the men ask just so the men will treat them properly. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, all these given-in spirits and so forth, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come on. Given in all ways, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out the spirits of self-hatred. Self-hatred is self-condemnation. Go in Jesus' name. All self-hatred is self-condemnation. We condemn ourselves. Shame and embarrassment, go in Jesus' name. Shame and embarrassment, self-hatred and self-condemnation, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out all spirits of hurt and deep hurt. Come out, spirits of hurts and deep hurts. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Hurts and deep hurts, shame and embarrassment, go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Hurts and deep hurts, shame and embarrassment. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Bring out all the families of rebellion and rejection and bitterness. Go. Unforgiveness. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Unforgiveness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All families of rejection and self-rejection. Fear of rejection. Self-rejection. Inability to give and receive love. Touch me not, spirits. Prenatal rejection. Rejection from the womb. That's right. Go right now. Rejection by mother. Rejection by father. Rejection by husband. Rejection by sisters. Rejection by children. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All rejection. That's right. Rejection that came through lust. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All rejection that came through conception. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out, spirits of perverseness. Come out, spirits of perverseness, sexual impurity, sexual deviancy, perverseness, perverse sex, unholy sex, ungodly sex. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all perversions. Perversion, sexual impurity. We drive out I come against the spirits of homosexuality in the men that come from their parents. Come out, homosexuality in the men, lesbianism in the women that came through child abuse. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of incest. I call out the spirits of incest. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of incest, we break your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go, spirits of incest. Spirits of rape and incest and fornication, go. All fornication and adultery in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Go. I call out every spirit that comes in through the husband raping the wife. Go. The spirits that come in through the husband raping the wife, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Spirits of rape, rape by the husband, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. All these sexual impurity demons, I drive you out. Spirits that cause the women to be frigid, come out. Spirits of frigidity and impotence that come in through this. Go, frigidity and impotence. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. No self-esteem, lack of self-esteem, shame and embarrassment. That's right. Not being able to hold our heads up, being ashamed of being a Christian. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All lack of self-esteem. Come out. Spirits of guilt. Go. Spirits of guilt. Come out. Guilt. Feeling guilty. That's right. Go right now. All guilt. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out. Go. Go right now. Guilt and false burdens. Go right now. False burdens. False burdens for others. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Right now. Hurts and deep hurts. Come out. Hurts and deep hurts and scars. Go in Jesus' name. Hurts and deep hurts and scars. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority. Come out, spirits of hopelessness, helplessness, no hope, lack of hope, no joy. Go right now. No peace. Come out. No peace in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. No fruits, no gifts. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of the people right now in Jesus' name. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. You have no choice. You will come out of the people in Jesus' name. That name above all names. Come on, up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. That's right. Every spirit, I call out the spirits that come in through being a bastard in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, the spirits of the bastard, the illegitimate child. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now. Call out spirits of uncleanliness. Come out the unclean spirits, wicked spirits, evil spirits. Go right now. Spirits of unclean. Uncleanliness in the name of Jesus Christ. Unclean physically. Unclean sexually. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out of the people in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go.
go right now in the name of nightmares over being abused in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out spirits of violence. Come out, spirits of violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Violence. Violence towards other people. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Violence that comes in through abuse. Being violently abused or violently abuse others. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Just come on. Just keep on coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Spirits of terror. Come out. Spirits of terror. That's right. Terror and fear and panic fear and paranoia. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. List them and set them free in Jesus' name. Do you want to keep on going with that those lists there, Brother Glenn?
Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, just keep on coming out, demons. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out all Ahab and Jezebel spirits. Come out. I break the curse of Ahab. I break the curse of Jezebel. And I drive those Ahab, Jezebel spirits out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, all spirits of Ahab, all spirits of Jezebel. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on, destruction of the family priesthood, improper family structure. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Ahab and Jezebel spirits. Domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Now drive out the spirit of the wandering eye, gossip and dirty thoughts. Come out. Pornography, come out. Spirits of pornography, dirty thoughts, gossip, gossiper, wandering eye, lustful eye. Go, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All lust. We drive out spirits of lust, fantasy lust, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Go in Jesus' name. Go. We want all these spirits of, all these dirty spirits, sexual, dirty, wicked, unclean spirits. Wanting someone else, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you unclean spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of diverticulitis. Come out, spirits of diverticulitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Come out of the body right now. Spirits of diverticulitis. We break that curse on you and we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, all diverticulitis and associated spirits. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the spirits with the desire to please. Come out the desire to please because of rejection. We break that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. We got to please everybody because we're rejected. We'll do anything to please someone. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all these demonic desires to please. We can't be normal. We can't be natural. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of occult heritage. That's right. I come against any spirits. I break it all the way back to Ramesses, to the Pharaoh, to the Druids of Ireland. I break those curses of occult heritage all the way back to those demonic ancestors. Okay, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of occult heritage, spirits of the occult, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit of Ramesses, spirits of the Pharaoh, spirits of the Druids, come out, spirits of the Druids and Ramesses and Pharaoh, go in Jesus' name. Go, all occult heritage, go right now in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep on coming right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. We drive out deliverance from numbered curses. The number 2 and the number 3. Deliverance from numbered curses. Come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Curses on employment. We break curses on employment. We command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Go. So we speak inner healing for the wounded spirit. We command the wounded spirit to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. The spirit of the wounded spirit, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, spirits of wounds and hurts and deep hurts, go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Curse upon the employment, go right now. Inability to receive employment, go in Jesus' name. Now we drive out the spirit of Leviathan. Come out, the spirit of Leviathan, king of pride, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we loose the angels with their swords to cut Leviathan out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of the pancreas, spirits of the pancreas, pancreatitis. Go in Jesus' name. All pancreas, pancreatitis, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all hypo and hyperglycemia. Come out, spirits of glycemia, hypoglycemia, hyperglycemia. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of hormonal imbalance. Go, spirits of hormonal imbalance in Jesus' name. Come out of the bladders and the kidneys. Go in Jesus' name. Go, come out. Spirits of glaucoma and poor sight and blindness and weak sight and nearsightedness, far sightedness, astigmatism. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Premature aging, premature senility. Go in Jesus' name. Premature aging, premature senility. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of pride, ego, vanity, rebellion in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of childish self-will and selfishness. Go in Jesus' name. Go, we break all inherited curses, all projected curses. We call out the spirit of Antichrist in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any spirits of Antichrist, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, I drive the spirits out of bad guns, bad teeth, dim eyes, and unbelief. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Those evil spirits that cause to come out of our teeth and out of our eyes and out of our gums in the name of Jesus Christ. All those evil spirits and infirmities, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all jealousy, envy, and anger. Come out, spirits of anger and temper, jealousy and envy, strife. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out, jealousy, envy, and strife. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now we drive out spirits of forgetfulness and loss of memory, rebellion and stubbornness. Come out, the home wrecker spirit. I call out the home wrecker spirit. I call against that spirit that causes women to destroy their own homes. Go right now. They tear their own homes down with their hands. Go in Jesus' name. Go, the home wrecker spirit. Spirits of stubbornness and rebellion, loss of memory, forgetfulness. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every spirit of hypotension, orthostatic, come out, orthostatic, spirit of hypotension, go right now, spirits of tension, that's the tension, high blood pressure, anemia, go in Jesus' name, go right now, spirits of poor circulation, lack of blood flow, cold hands, cold feet, go right now, spirits of coldness in the body, demonic coldness in the body, we never can get warm, lack of circulation, poor circulation, go in Jesus' name, go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Evil spirits that are in the face, that are bound up within the countenance and the eyes, on the right or left side of the face, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these evil spirits, spirits of sinuses, I command the sinuses to heal up and dry. Spirits of sinuses, go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of allergies, spirits of sinuses, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all sinusitis, bronchitis, laryngitis, tonsillitis, go right now, flus and colds, pneumonia, go in Jesus' name, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go, come out right now in Jesus' name. Now we're driving all spirits of fear, come out, spirits of fear, fears of all types, phobias of all types, go, fear of God, fear of lost salvation, fear of the husband or the wife, go in the name of Jesus Christ, fear of men or women, go in Jesus' name, come out, all spirits of hate and lies and lying, deception and deceit, go in Jesus' name, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go, we bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name, come out, spirits of witchcraft and occult and sorcery and mediumism, go right now, Satan worship, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, I drive out any spirits of angel alive, false angels, fallen angels. That's right, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out spirits that cause us to see lights within our body. Come out, spirits that cause us to see lights within our body. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all torments and tormenting spirits. Spirits of torment, go in Jesus' name. Go, I drive out spirits of lust and fantasy lust and lust of the eyes. Come out, incubus and succubus, spirits of incubus and succubus, go in Jesus' name. Go right now, incubus and succubus, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease of all types, go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of lesbianism and homosexuality and heterosexuality. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All lesbian, all these wrong sexual demons, come out, spirits of bestiality, having sex with beasts, go in Jesus' name, go, bestiality in Jesus' name. Come on, spirits of destruction, and go right now, Apollyon and Abaddon, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Asmodeus and Osmodeus, come out, spirits of Asmodeus and Osmodeus in Jesus' name. All rebellion and rejection, come out, spirits of terror, hysteria, hallucinations, false dreams, nightmares, false visions, go in Jesus' name, go right now in Jesus' name. Come out, feet that run to evil. We curse those feet that run to evil. We bind them up in Jesus' name. Come out, the spirit of the feet that run to evil, in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of being super independent, the women that want to be independent, that don't want to submit, lack of submissiveness, anti-submissiveness, go in Jesus' name, go. Super independence, anti-submissiveness, attention seeking, come out, spirits of attention seeking, approval seeking, go in Jesus' name, go. Spirits of immaturity, baby girl, that's right, spirit of the baby in women, they don't want to grow up, they want to be babies, go in Jesus' name, go right now. Come out, masculinity spirits in the women femininity spirits in the men. Come out. Come out. Feminine spirits in the men and the masculine spirits in the women. Go right now. Masculine men and feminine. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All religious fantasy. That's right. Christian fantasy. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the demons that tell us that we're always right, that everybody else is wrong and we're right, go. Gossiping, backbiting, slandering, critical spirits, fault-finding, judgmental, jealousy and envy, go right now. All the gossiping spirits, the critical spirits, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. You have no choice. I bind your power. I drive you out of the people in Jesus' name. I break every curse. I break every soul tie in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits of pain. I call out spirits of pain, imps of pain, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pains, spirit of pain, imp of pain, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, come on out, pain of all type, pain, mental pain and physical pain, spiritual pain, go right now. Pain over our children, pain over our marriage, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of the people, quickly, loose them and set them free. I want every work in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Every ancestral curse is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of blasphemy. I break the curse of blasphemy upon the family. The curse of cursing and blasphemy. The curses are broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out those spirits of cursing, those spirits of cussing, the spirits of telling white lies in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of blasphemy, go in Jesus' name. Go right, blasphemy of God, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, bitterness of soul, gall of soul, go in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of misfortune and injury, accident proneness. Come out, spirits of being accident prone in the name of Jesus Christ. Misfortune and injury, I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right, I break all curses on our descendants. I break every perpetual curse. Come out of the spine in the name of Jesus Christ, spinal problems. Come out, spirits of single curvature, double curvature, pinched nerves, go. Ruptured disc, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of strange infirmities, demonic infirmities. I stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, all mind-binding spirits, mind occult, mind confusion, mind blanking, go in Jesus' name. Come out, selfish ambitions, demonic ambitions, go right now. Break the curse of the Pope on the Catholic. Come out. The curse of the Pope on the Catholics, I break it in Jesus' name. I break all Catholic curses and Catholic soul ties. I command Catholic spirits to go in Jesus' name. Go. Right now, drive out the rodent and the vulture spirits. Come out, the spirit of the rodents, the spirit of the vultures, owl spirits, frog spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out, spiritual pride, Christian pride, pride, ego, and vanity, perfection. Go in Jesus' name. Resistance to authority. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Men or women, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, self-pity, pride, resentment, anger in mind, jealousy, bitterness. Come out, spirits of making up stories, spirits of lying. That's right, patent lying in the men or the women in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, adultery and fornication. Lust and fantasy lust, sexual fantasies, come out. Sexual fantasies came through pornography, through watching television. Come out, spirits of soap operas in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, adult soap operas, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, those evil spirits that came in through the television and watching the soap operas with all the sex and the violence, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all these sexual fantasies. That's right. Come out, you dumb demons that tell the men they got to act like the television said. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that come in through the television sets, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of loneliness. All spirits of loneliness in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of solitude. Inability to have fellowship. I break the curse of the bastard. I cast out the spirit of the bastard that caused us to be estranged. Spirit of estrangement from Christian fellowship. Go. Go, loneliness, solitude, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of pressure. I drive out spirits of pressure, tension, anxiety, fear, dread, worry, apprehension. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of the zombie. Can't cry. Can't show emotion. Lack of emotion. Come out of the men in the name of Jesus Christ. Can't laugh. Can't cry. That's right. The frozen muscles in the face. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to sleep. Insomnia. Or excessive sleepiness. Go right now. Excessive sleepiness. Spirits of escape. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of depression. The devil's beast. Despair. Despondency. Depression. Discouragement. Defeatism. Hopelessness. Suicide. Death. Morbidity. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All death and fear of death. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion and control. Jezebel spirits, domination, manipulation, rebellion, control, go in Jesus' name, go. All pride, God hates pride, come out right now, spaced out in the mind. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ, go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to concentrate, spirits of distraction, go, distraction, deception, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to remember, forgetfulness, inability to read the Bible, I command you to go in Jesus' name, I command you to go right now. Come out, all lust, lust of all time, hate of all times. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Just come on up and out of people. Bring all your works. Come out. Come out, spirits of awkwardness and loneliness, self-pity and nervousness. Come out. Come out, nervousness of all type. Go, nervousness, anxiety, fear, dread, pressure, tension. Come out, headaches, migraine headaches. Come out, eye pressure, eye strain, headaches, migraine headaches. Go in Jesus' name, go. Go all loneliness and all awkwardness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out spirits of confusion. Come out, confusion between the husband and wife. They don't know whether they should work or they should stay at home. Come out, spirits in the wife. They don't know whether to work. They don't know whether to stay at home. They don't know whether to have a ministry or not have a ministry or what they're due to. That's right. Come out, spirits in the women. They don't know whether to be wives and mothers. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All evil spirits that come in, you keep the women confused. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, I drive out spirits of sin, demon faces, in the pattern in the rug or in the trees in the clouds. Come out. Come out. If this is not of God, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits of discerning evil faces. That's right. The torment. It's not a godly gift. I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirits of sin, demons in everything, in the clouds, in the skies, in rugs and trees and so forth. Go right now. Come out. Spirits of self-exaltation, playing God. That's right. We want to be like God. We want to be God. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That Antichrist spirit, go in Jesus' name. Go. Self-exaltation. That's right. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on. Spirits of attention get in. The women have to have attention or the men have to have attention and acceptance. Go right now. Come out. Those compulsive spirits, addictive and compulsive spirits, go. Compulsive spirits that drive us to do things. Spirits of driving and pressure, go right now. Come out. All addictive and compulsive spirits. Spirits of gluttony and drunkenness, go in Jesus' name. Go. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All addictions and compulsions, I command you to go right now. Drunkenness and gluttony, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of child molestation. Spirits of the bastards. Seduction. Come out. All you seducing spirits. That's right. Sexual seduction spirits, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the women's eyes right now. Come out, spirits of harlotry and being a prostitute. Spirits of being a prostitute. Spirit of being a harlotry. Spirit of whores and whoredom. Come out, spirits of whores in the women and whoredom in the men. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of masturbation. Come out, spirits of masturbation in the men. Masturbation in the women. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Rape. Rape and lust. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all selfishness and self-idolatry and self-indulgence. Indulgence, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out fears. Fears of losing the husband. Fears of losing the wife. Spirits of Leviathan and pride and king of pride, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride, ego, and vanity and emptiness, come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride, ego, and vanity, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. go, all bondage, bondage to make up, bondage upon the women. They have to be made up every day before they even get out of bed, hardly. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Bondage to caffeine, addiction to caffeine and coffee. Go, addiction to caffeine and coffee. Addiction to drugs and medicines. Addictions, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, idolatry of youth, idolatry of youth, idolatry of beauty. Come out, that spirit of the beauty queen. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out, fears of growing older, fears of the women growing older, fears of looking old. That's right, fears among the women, fears of losing their husband because they're getting older. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of self-will and weak will and weakness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of insecurity and compromise. Go right now, insecurity, inferiority. Go right now, insecurity and inferiority, compromise. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of self-deception and fear of failure. Go right now, all fears of failure. Fear of losing, fear of the marriage being lost in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-deception, self-delusion. Go right now, all Jezebelic spirits, control spirits, witchcraft spirits, manipulation spirits. Go, all these Jezebelic witchcraft spirits. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any spirits of witches, any spirits of warlocks, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all presumption and rebellion, I command you to go. Lust of the eyes, lust, adultery, and whatever this other spirit is, Lord, you read this. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out, resistance to God's will, stubbornness, unwilling to take our ministry up and do what it is that God wants us to do. Hard-heartedness, come out, hard-heartedness and stiff neck. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of procrastination, passive will, and laziness, go. Go right now, spirits of procrastination, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, I break your power, I drive out any evil spirits that keep us from reading the Bible and understanding the Bible. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go, the spirits that keep us from being able to read the Bible, to be able to understand the Bible, to remember the Bible. I command you to go. All those Leviathan spirits. Come out, spirits of depression. Come out, all spirits of depression. I come against spirits of fatigue, tiredness, weariness, laziness, fatigue, slothfulness. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Sleepiness. We can't stay awake for the sermon. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Tiredness, laziness, weariness, slothfulness. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Inability to persevere. That's right. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now break all the curses of Satan worship on these people. Satan worship all the way back through the generations, back to Nimrod. I break it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command any spirits of Satan worship, any curses on the people. I call out the spirits of those who have been dedicated to be witches and warlocks. I call out those dedication spirits. Come out, spirits of priests and priestess. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now, all spirits of Satan worship. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out. Come out, every spirit of unbelief, antichrist, self-idolatry, pride of all types. Come out, spirits of drugs. Come out, drugs of all types, medicines, potions, poisons, pharmacia, sorcery. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now. Break all the curses of doctors and psychiatrists and social workers. And I command them, psychologists, I command them to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all these addictions to drugs and medications, addiction to alcohol, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, aggravation, wanting attention, restlessness, hyperactivity. Come out, spirits of driving and hyperactivity. Restlessness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Wanting attention, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken, we drive you out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit that's associated with pain, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I call out the family of pain. I call out all imps of pain. I call out the ruler demon of pain. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on, out, up and out of our body. I call out false pain. Come out, all false pain in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come out, all spirits of false pain. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I drive out every spirit of rejection and fear of rejection. Rejection of all types. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, pride of all types in the name of Jesus Christ. Pride is an abomination to God. Come out, spirits of abomination in Jesus' name. Go, fears of darkness, fear of doing God's will, fear of giving prophecy, fear of deliverance. Come out, fears of deliverance. Go right now. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fears of deliverance. I command the fears of deliverance to go in Jesus' name. Go, fears of deliverance. Fear of deliverance ministers. Fear of God. Go in Jesus' name. Fear of the gifts. Fear of exercising the gifts. Go right now. Come out. Come out. All resentment. Unclean desires. Unclean thoughts. Go right now. The men undressing the women in public. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All selfishness. Self-idolatry. Come out right now. Selfishness and self-idolatry. Go in Jesus' name. Go. The love of money is the root of all evil. Go. The love of money right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All covetousness. Come out. Spirits of covetousness in Jesus' name. Go. All unforgiveness and bitterness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Any inability to give and receive love. Go in Jesus' name. I draw out spirits of false love and puppy love. Go right now. Sloppy agape love. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Those deceiving love spirits. That secondly, come out, spirits of hypocrisy in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of being delirious. I call out spirits of being delirious in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of being delirious. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of fever. Come out. Any spirits of fever. High fever, low-grade fever. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Inability to sleep. Come out. Inability to sleep. Sleepiness, insomnia. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All hate and rebellion. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of schizophrenia. Come out. Spirits of schizophrenia. Double-mindedness. Split-mindedness. The other person. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Paranoia. Go. Come out. Spirits of paranoia. Fear. Excessive fear. Panic fear. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of pride, mind control. Come out, spirits of mind control, mind blanking, mind blocking, mind confusion, mind control. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgetting God's word. Come out. I drive out every spirit, all the Catholic spirits by family. I command the Catholic spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the Catholic curses. We break the Catholic soul ties. We break those false religious soul ties. We command those Catholic spirits to go in Jesus' name. Go, all demonic Catholic spirits. Go out of people in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of rebellion, lust, thoughts of lust, Jezebel, lesbian. Come out, lesbian, lesbianism. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, go. You will loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, all death and fear of death. Go right now. Fear of lost salvation. Go right now. Spirits of anger and control and mind control and pride. Come out. Hatred of men, hatred of women, hatred of the parents, hatred of the children. We command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Hatred of all types. Come out. Every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of Jezebel, every spirit of Ahab. Rejection of the truth, go. Rejection of the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Falsity, come out. All spirits of false and falsity in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of being disrespectful, come out. Disrespectful spirit, rebellion, disobedience, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all spirits of charismatic fantasy, come out. Charismatic fantasy in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out those charismatic demons, those false charismatic demons that carry us into a false religion. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out those spirits that tell us that God is a God of love and He's not a God of retribution. That's right. Go. He's not a God of judgment. He's just a God of love. Come out, those unbalanced false demons that tell us that God is a God of love and He wouldn't do anything to hurt you. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All charismatic fantasy and Christian fantasy. Go, come out every spirit of witchcraft, occult, Satan worship. Go right now. Sorcery, mediumism. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits that keep us from being resistant to change. We can't go on with God. We're too old to go on with God. Nonsense. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We cannot handle any change. That's right. Go right now. Resistance to authority. Resistance to the pastors, to the churches. And most of all, resistance to God's Bible. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. Resistance to God's authority. Come out, every spirit of mind control. Myopia. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of myopia. I call out any spirits in her eyes. That's right. Go right in his fierce inner eyes, near side and his far side, and it's astigmatism, weak eyes, myopia. Come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Nearsightedness, astigmatism, ringing in the ears. Go, spirits are ringing in the ears in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. High blood pressure, hypertension. Come out, spirits of sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out spirits of sugar diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. Addiction to sugar, addiction to candy and so forth. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Right now, spirits of witchcraft, spirits of pride. Go in Jesus' name. That's right. I drive out all blocking spirits, spirits that block us from revelation of Jesus Christ, block us from good teaching, block us from deliverance. Come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of apathy, come out. Spirits of apathy in the name of Jesus Christ. Apathy towards your husband or wife or towards your scriptures. Come out. Spirits of no memory recall. I drive out this spirits of memory recall that keep recalling demons over and over again, the experiences we have. The demonic spirit of memory recall, the inability to memory recall. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all critical spirits, fault-finding spirits, avoiding responsibility. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go, all avoiding responsibility. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Go. All spirits of rejection, inferiority, insecurity, defeat, fear of failure and failure, loneliness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Lack of blood circulation, poor blood circulation. I command those blood, those veins to clear up in the name of Jesus Christ. Command those demons to come out of those veins. Now come out of the circulatory system in the name of Jesus Christ. I command those demons out of the respiratory system and the circulatory system in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I drive out spirits of cancer and growths and tumors and warts. Go right now, and moles in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Malignancy, non-malignancy, go. All cancerous and otherwise, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of arthritis, bursitis, uritis, tendonitis, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Like just floating. Come out. Spirits of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of man. Fears and fear of man. Fear of woman. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of hatred, rejection, vengeance, hurt, works. I call out those works spirits. We got to do works because we're Christians. We do works because we are Christians, not because we have to. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All hardness. I call out the female hardness, the hard woman. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Female hardness. Come out. Block relation with parents and God. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of variance. Spirits of strife. Come out. Strife and rebellion and sedition. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lack of self-hope. Lack of vain hope. Vain glory. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. They have Jezebel spirits. We call down family restoration spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits in the right shoulder and the right eye. Come out, the pain in the right shoulder and the right eye. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command these spirits out of the bones and the muscles and the tendons and the sinews. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the bones, the muscles, the tendons, the sinews. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out of the heart. I call out every spirit of heart, infirmity, weakness, sickness, disease, heart failure. Heart attack, go right now. Heart pain, go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. The valve's not working properly in the heart. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Spirits of wandering eyes, sex, wandering eyes of the women, wandering eyes of the men. I drive out those spirits in the eyes of the women, those flirtatious spirits. Go right now. Those flirtatious, seductive spirits. Come out of the women's eyes right now in Jesus' name. Go. Every spirit of dirty thoughts and sexual impurities, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we drive our spirits of gossip and fornication, fornication and adultery of all types. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out, grief, excessive grief. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Demonic grief, prolonged grief. Go. Rejection and unforgiveness. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now keep on coming out. Every work, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every demon that came in through these open doors, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out. Line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Just keep on coming out. Lord, I just ask you to send angels, Father, that will usher every evil spirit that we have stirred up here, that we've taken away their legal rights, that you would usher them out in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to pray for your healing now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just pray for the healing of this people, Lord. We've cast the demons out, and now I pray for the inner healing that we have a right to pray for. Lord, I just ask that you'd restore any damaged part of the body, the soul, Lord. Restore it in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask you to restore people to what you gave them, Lord, what you want them to have, Lord Jesus. Lord, heal them, restore them, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just speak health and healing into their bodies in Jesus' name. And Father, I just ask if necessary you do creative miracles in the people. Restore their organs, Father. Where Satan has torn their organs, restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Do creative miracles, Father. Lord, I just ask you to do many miracles and restore your people, Father. Lord, your people are in such bad shape. Restore them, Lord Jesus. Make them into fighters, Lord, so we can do what we need to do, Father. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for what you have done here today, Father. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for restoration. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord. Lord, I just praise you and we love you, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many know that you got delivered this afternoon? How many think that you may have? You see, the evil spirits, they hear him. Even though we can't always hear and understand what's coming out, the demons can understand. They understand and hear. And as you go tonight, tomorrow, and next week, these things are bound and told to come out, and they will gradually start coming out. The one thing to hold your deliverance is to read the Word of God, pray, seek the Lord, thank the Lord for everything that He has done for you, and don't be disappointed if you didn't get exactly what you thought you should get or the attention you should get. Just keep looking to the Lord Jesus. Set your face like a flint toward the Lord. Keep telling Him, Lord, your word says whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I believe that you're going to deliver me. I thank you for what you've done today, what you're going to do next week and the week after. And I thank you for bringing me up to Zion. See, we're on our way up to Zion. That's a high calling in Christ Jesus. And these evil spirits, the Jebusites, they don't want to leave. They put up a big fight. They were real warriors on the hills of Zion. But was it Joab? Won out. Joab won out. And he got up to Zion. And in the spiritual, we're coming up to Zion. And we have to fight all these spirits, every kind of spirit that the children of Israel had to fight and win over, the giants. We have to go through that. This is not an easy walk. It's not an easy road. And if you will seek the Lord, don't criticize. Don't feel that you were unjustly treated when these spirits were called out of you, because they might have been in there and never manifested. You see, they wait. They study you. They watch you, and if you've ever watched big preachers who went clear to the top, they were the best preachers. I've heard some of the best preachers. I just almost thought they were like Jesus, just totally like Jesus. And all of a sudden one day, these spirits that they had allowed to stay in them took them over. And down, down they went. And when they go down, they bring lots of other people with them. So we want to be sure we are thorough. That's why it may seem like we nitpick here about little things. But these little things, my mother used to say, Irma, if you don't stop that, that's growing on you. What she was really telling me is this demon's getting bigger and bigger in you, but we didn't know what the word demon was, see? So my admonition this afternoon would be just praise the Lord for everything He's done. We've had so much deliverances all this week, and you wonder, how in the world could there be any more left in you? But you see, the Lord knows how much we can stand. This is worse than having a baby. It is. It's hard on your body, the actual, your body. And so we haven't touched really too much on the occult. We may teach on the occult tomorrow. And how these objects and articles in our houses and how various magazines and horoscopes and all of that affect our lives. Not only our lives, but it may be coming from generations back. I was born with a curse on me. Curse of death on me, put on by my grandmother, who didn't want my mother to have a second child. And I went up until I heard about deliverance. I was born in 1922, and in 1966 and 67, I had that curse broken on me. And I didn't know I had it. I used to wonder, why do I go to death's door all the time? I always seem to live through it, but I would be sick and in the hospital, and I know, gave me a body that was quick to restore itself. I could be dying one day and up on my feet the next day and feeling good. See, the Lord protects His own, but He allows us to go through many things. I would have never understood the curse of death until the man of God who discerned it. We need more discerning of spirits. He discerned I had a curse of death on me. And when He broke those chains off of me, I heard them crack open and rattle and fall to the floor. And I've never been the same since. See, the enemy comes to kill and to destroy. My grandmother did not realize what she's doing to me. She didn't know. But tomorrow we'll go into it, how a fortune teller can curse you and from way back, from your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother, four generations. And it seems so unfair, doesn't it? But the Bible says that's what will happen. It's visited down, the iniquities, to the third and the fourth generation. We have a doctor's wife that comes here, and her first husband was a doctor. And the day he graduated from medical school, they were going to get married, and they went to a fortune teller very innocently, just to see how their marriage was going to go. Well, that's a very stupid thing to do. We all would know that now, not to do that. But she went with her husband-to-be, and they asked the fortune teller. She read her hand and read his hand and said something. And just as they started to walk out the door, he turned around and he said to the fortune teller, "Will I live very long?" She said, "Oh, yeah, till you're 45. So that just went in one ear and out the other, and he went on. He didn't really believe it. But the day he was 45 years old, he died of cancer. And his wife has since remarried. She married the electrical contractor from Wisconsin. And that man came here and put in all the electric and brought everything down here. He was in his 70s and brought everything down for this whole new building and wired it all himself. And she told me how uncanny that was that woman could pronounce that death on him. These pronouncements are very positive. Very positive. You can pronounce things on people. You can say, "I wish you'd do so, I wish you'd die," or "I wish you'd get lost." That's putting a pronouncement, those words are strong, on people that maybe they aren't strong enough to throw it off. The enemy may just come and attack them in ways, and they would maybe go on and on for years. Look how long I went on, for years and years and years, going to death's door and not knowing that I had a death curse on me, yet I've sat in church since I was 10 years old. And many of you, we've broken death curses off of you and death wishes. Children that are not wanted usually have a curse of death on them. And it's very strong. We've had a lot of them in here wailing this afternoon. Curses of death, unwanted children, abuse, rejection. But my great-grandmother came from Germany, and I knew her as a little girl, but I did not know that I was under the power of a fortune teller, and she used to read palms in Germany and read tea leaves. And she was a good lady. She was a very good old lady. I guess she died when I was about 6 or 7, but I remember her rocking me and making cookies for us. But she had been to a fortune teller, then her daughter, my grandmother, who made the pronouncement on me of death, had been to fortune tellers. And I had never been to a fortune teller, but I read some horoscopes. But that power was broken, and it was real. I like for things to be real, and then nobody can talk you out of it.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.